Hello. Okay, so the recording's working. Sure, I've got to find out where we were holding, Rabosa.
I might have not. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, maybe I missed. I don't know.
Did I miss? No, I don't know if you missed much. I don't know if you missed much, Lucina. Just hang on.
My version, the classic one, I think Shin Samaches. Could it be? I could be wrong, but let me just check. I think Shin Samaches. I think that is where we are. Well, that's where I was last time.
I don't know if we did this here from the Ora Vigdo. He says a very interesting thing. We were talking, I'll tell you what we were dealing with. We were dealing with Petochen in relation to friends, in relation to, let's go back a little bit more. We were dealing with Petochen as it relates to other people. So we started with those that are very close to you, family, etc. And then we're now moving out, friends. Acquaintances, workers, people that are dependent on you, that you have relationships, and we spoke about the correct approach that one should have with that. And we saw that Moira de Capicia, and if you remember in the Chemia, that's what we ended off with last time. I remember we saw the stickle in the Chemia there. I don't know, we did this or we didn't do this, or I prepared it and we were going to do it and we didn't do it. Shlomo, you remember we did the little piece in the Chemia with a goyin, how he learns pshat in the posuk in Nehemiah there, where he dove into Hashem and then he spoke to
I remember you saying that when you're talking to, this is the last thing I remember now. That was the most beautiful thing that Kiddush.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we finished with.
Right. If you
is
say,
how you relate to your friends and people that are helping you and people are doing things for you. If you pick up the phone and you phone the plumber and you ask the plumber, please, can you come and fix the burst pipe? You're not asking the plumber. That's a tefillah to Hashem.
Very good.
Was the pasuk there in Nehemiah. He says, and I davened to Hashem, and I said to the king. So he davened, and then he went to speak to the king. The goyin says, no, he davened to Hashem, was him speaking to the king. That was the tefillah. He wasn't speaking to the king, the goyish king. He was talking to Hashem. Like Esther there in the Megillah. That's how we ended off. So we have to be grateful to the person who helped us, because they had the kavanah, they had a leif toif to help us. But they didn't do anything. You don't have to have a koros or tov to them because they didn't do anything. That you have to Hashem. And an extension of that is when you're asking somebody for help, when you're asking somebody to give you, to do you a favor, to help you, whatever it is, you must know that you're talking to Hashem, not him. And if Hashem wants him to help you, Hashem will help you. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. So it's not him that's helping you or not helping you. If he helps you, you say thank you because he had a life tov, he helped you. But and it's hard to see why you have to even thank him. But he says that you have to thank him for his agreeing to help you. But the actual Azer, the help, comes from Hashem. So that's where I think we ended off.
The page.
I'll get you to the page now. I've been tracking it to Svarim. Yeah, I'll have to just see where this is. Because in this Svarim, it doesn't bring down. The Kenyan Mivakish Meneshalama Ali Menu Lamati Menu. The Savlois of the Koldi boy. Let me just see. It was much further down. Shin Ein Aleph.
Shin Ein Aleph.
The Chenim Yevakesh Mimenu.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I understand now, because I didn't have my sefer. I was learning with you without a sefer, so my sefer was in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why I'm behind that. Fine, okay, I've got it.
Okay. Now, that's you asking other people for assistance and helping, getting other people to help you and do stuff for you. What about when other people ask you for assistance and come to you and they need your help? How are you supposed to, as a Baal Betochen, deal with that? וכן אם יבקש ממנו מי שמלמעלה ממנו שלמדתי ממנו חופץ, if somebody who is in a higher level of society than him, or someone who's on a lower level of society than him, makes a request for him, יסבב לעשו איזה בכל ליבוי וישתדל להשלימוי במצפונוי, he should go about doing it with a leiv shalom, fully engaged, and he should put in a sincere effort to fulfill the request. He shouldn't just like make an act of it. Make a serious shtadlus to help the person as much as he can. In his damen law, if he has the opportunity, obviously, somebody asks you for something that's out of your range, you can tell him, I'm sorry, I can't. But if it's in your range and it's something you can do, then a person should put in this effort, right? She shtadl lo boy. Aveyi mi shemavuk shalorei li shtadl lo boy. And it's also that the person asking me somebody, I don't know what he means here, but he says that aveyi mi shemavuk mavuk koshrei roi li shtadl lo boy. This person is asking someone that it's right to be mishtadl for. I don't know what he means. I thought it meant that maybe the person's asking you for this is going to use it for bad purposes, or himself is not a maybe. Exactly know what that means, because he's not saying it's guy's not choshuv enough, or the guy's too choshuv, because he says the guy's above you or below you. Yeah. And there, if he asks you for help, you have to put in a sincere effort and help him as much as you can. What's the havamina? The havamina is you're a big baal betochen. You'll tell the guy, I have betochen. What are you coming to me for? Go to Hashem. Guy comes to you, needs money, so he wants a loan. So if he's a person that you could loan to, you know, responsibly, you know, he's a guy that's going to pay you back. So then you should loan it to him or try and help him get a loan. If he's a guy that's not fitting, you know, this is a guy that's, we had that case in Eish Kodesh. There was a guy that was going borrowing money from people and not paying them back. And we were told, we have to warn people, not pleasant. You see a guy speaking to somebody and you go afterwards and you tell him, listen, if the guy asked you for money, you want to give him a gift, but don't let any money because you'll never get paid back. That, I think that's what he means by Lord Roy. It's not, he's not a person that's Roy for this tishtadlus, whatever that might be. He's going to use the money for evil things, whatever. I don't know, whatever, you have to know. But you might think to yourself, what do I have to help this guy for? I have a tochen, and so Hashem helps me, so Hashem will help him. So you'll tell the guy, listen, don't ask me, go ask Hashem. Look at what the goyin says about Nehemiah there, and you know, go learn about Hilchus Betochen and stop bugging me. No, you have to put in a proper shtadlus like it was for you. Once you've done that, after you've made your shtadlus, you trust that Hashem will fulfill the request. If Hashem does actually use you as the means and it gets fulfilled through you, somebody else is good. He should thank Hashem. Should thank Hashem that he had the opportunity to help another Jew. This opportunity came across that he was the Hashem used him as the means to make this ishtadlus to provide this person for the good that he prevented him. What about the opposite? So what happens if he doesn't fulfill the request? He can't. Whatever. So obviously, shouldn't blame himself. You try to make a shidduch with somebody, you pushed, you shoved, you made phone calls, you ran, you came, you put, okay, and then it didn't go. So don't blame yourself. And after he's put in all this effort and made the effort and it didn't go, so he should let his friend know that he was not successful. That although he was not successful, what's the lotion he uses here? That he didn't minimize the effort he made. I don't know, I have to tell him. We'll have to see now what the Mefarshim said about this. He made appropriate shtadlus to help his friend, and it didn't work. So he should let his friend know that it wasn't successful because I didn't make the shtadlus. I did everything I was supposed to do. You need to know that. Well, I have to tell him. So he says here, which we know, that since he made the appropriate shtadlus, he did everything that he could. So he's not at fault because it doesn't work. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, that this shouldn't work, whatever. This guy shouldn't get whatever he asked you to help him get. He should have a notifier, his friend. Listen to this. The Moedika Hashkofa, Chutz Mi Betochen, it's just the Moedika Hashkofa here. You would think, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm an onov. Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecho. I made my shtadlus, it didn't help. Good. So I did my bit and it didn't help. And Hashem Yazor. No, you have to pick up the phone and you have to let him know. because you don't want him to suspect you of not having made the ishtalus to help him. Amazing. You'll cause him to suspect you for not having done the job properly. If you have to find him and tell him, I did the job properly, and I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh Rotzon Hashem, I'm sorry, whatever, that didn't work out, but you must not audit everything. But you're Baal Gaiva, what are you finding and telling the guy? You did everything. Whoa, big deal. I wouldn't do that. Well, you would do that. I would find the guy and say, listen, I tried, it didn't work. No, you have to tell him you did everything and it's not because of you. And he says, yeah, you makayim the mitzvah, yisim nekiyah me Hashem and Yisrael, the pasuk in Bamidbar. You shall be clean, vindicated, he uses the word. I don't know what that word means, but you shall be nakir. You should be clean with Hashem and with Klal Yisrael. Hashem knows. What do I care what he thinks? Hashem knows I did my best. I'm not interested. This guy's not paying me the reward. Hashem signs the checks, not this guy. No, the pasuk says you have to be clean with Hashem. Okay, so I'm clean with Hashem. Hashem knows I did everything. But you have to be clean with your friend also. The pasuk in Bamidbar. Mm-hmm. I'm already kalim with that. He says another thing here from the Pasalechem, also, the reason why you shouldn't blame yourself is because you'll be discouraged and you're less likely to help a guy when he comes again. If you blame yourself, if you think this had something to do with you, yeah, so the next time a shidduch or something helping a person or trying to make yishtadlus, getting a person into yeshiva, whatever it is, whatever the guy helps you, you're going to be discouraged. You're not going to help him fully anymore because you know, I failed once, I failed twice. This is not nisht for me. I'm not going to do it. No, you made yishtadlus. That's all. The end result. It's the same principle going all the way through. It's manifesting in different areas that you wouldn't have thought of. You help somebody and you do the best you can, and in the end it didn't work. So you know, it's from Hashem. You won't blame yourself. You don't blame yourself because it's a sheker. No, don't blame yourself because you'll also become discouraged. The next time a person needs your help, you won't give it your full effort. When you're good at something, you're successful at something, you're more likely to carry on doing it. If you're not so successful, I heard a meister today about Ramey Shapiro. I was listening to on the car in. I'm listening to Beryl Wine's history series just because I need something that I can concentrate on the road and the shir at the same time. So somebody showed me where I can listen on the phone to... So I'm going through Ramey Shapiro. Ramey Shapiro was one of the greatest figures in the Jewish world ever and one of the most tragic figures ever. He failed at so much, okay? And yet he built and revolutionized the whole Torah world in his 46 years. It's unbelievable. But he did a Moridika thing. He took 10 years to write a Sefer. Wrote a Sefer over 10 years. And he sent it to the printers. And it got printed. And when they went to fetch it from the printer, the wagon or the truck that was going on caught a light and the whole thing burnt up. Mm. The whole thing burnt up. 10 years of work.
Wow.
That was before he opened the Lublin Yeshiva. That was before Daf Yomi. That was before he started the Yeshiva. And, unbelievable. Where'd you get the omets? He never had children. He was sick. He was panosa issues. He unbelievable. You saw him what the man went through. And if you look every picture of Ramea Simcha, he's shining, he's radiating. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. But for 10 years, you're out to safe and nothing comes of it in the end.
Jesus.
That would broke most people. And after that, look what he did. They carried on going. I'm sure it was painful. I'm not saying that he danced through it. There's Yisurim, Yisurim. But he understood. That's what Mitfachan, when I heard the story, I said, that's only because he knows that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. Otherwise, you can't do it. You can't. There's not Shaykh. And there were plenty of people, whatever they started, whenever somebody started something new, there was major, major opposition. And it's always like that. It has to be like that. That's what tests it and checks out that it's true. I'm reading the book about Reb Noach now, Shlomo. Binyamin Lieb gave me a present of the book about Reb Noach. You know how many times he failed? Any idea? He probably failed more than he succeeded in what he was doing. I'm saying he, Kosh Baruch Hu gave him enormous success, but you know how many times he tried to start a yeshiva and it didn't work and he had to close it and start again and tried this program and that program and this and the assimilation rate's going up and he's in debt and he's you're doing what you have to do. And the Kosh Baruch Hu is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm feeling it. Big chizuk, but you see it here. It's not just the betoch and the frum aspect of it. There's a psychological aspect as well. If you're blaming yourself for failures, you're not going to be able to get up and play the game again. You know, They say if you fall off a horse, get off and ride again straight away.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing here. Friend asked you to help him. You helped him. It didn't go. Fine. Just said it. First of all, let him know that you did help him. You did the best you could because of the fossil. And second of all, it'll help you to have the koyach to do it again and again and again, even if you don't see the results.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So that's ma'od ma'od chashuv in dealing with friends and people that come and ask you for help, and if you have to get help from them. Now, what about if you're dealing with people who are not your friends, people who are looking to cause you sorrows? He says, "Aval in yona oivo v'choim dov umavakshe ra'osoi." What about these people? What about the betochen that a person has to have in dealing with your enemies, or people who are jealous of you, or those who try to harm you? There are people out there that are not so pleasant, you know. But they're always looking to cause, to trip you up or cause you problems, or maybe not even intentionally, but sometimes just dealing with people today can be kind of difficult. Yiftach be'in yoneihem al aboire, yisale. He should rely on the protection of Hashem. He should tolerate the insult. That's if they're just insulting him. I'm not talking about, we'll see. Don't pay them back. Don't give them, oh, you give me, I'll give you back double. I'll give you back. No. You should repay them with chesed. You can't just do them. Do everything you can for the good for them. Remind yourself while you're doing this that all the good and all the nezek and whatever is only in Hashem's hands. You hear that? This guy's causing you harm. It's more nagaya to Elul, to Yomim Noirim, to Asarame Tshuva, Taime Devora, that the Bale Musa were Noik to learn this time of the year. Because that's what Hashem does, no? Isn't that the middle of Hashem? No matter what we do to Hashem, He keeps on looking after us and doing chesed for us and being kind to us and giving to us. Kol Amarin Al Midoisov, the Gemara says, Moichlin Kol Pshayov. Person who's Moichlin Al Midoisov, somebody does something not good to him. Small thing, let's say, the neighbor's busy knocking, he's building his sukkah after Yom Kippur at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's banging with his hammer. So first of all, tell him you shouldn't do that because you just wiped out whatever schut you kind of dragged out of Yom Kippur. You shouldn't do that. But the guy who can't sleep because of the knocking, you tell him, not chatoim. Even the pashoim get wiped out, the Gemara says. How are you moichel amidoisov? What do you mean? He's knocking. You moichel amidoisov. You understand that it's not him knocking. If Hashem didn't want him keeping you awake now, if Hashem wanted you to be sleeping, there wouldn't be a noise out there. You understand that it's coming from Hashem. Oh, so now you can be Meichelim. So you Meichelim. But the next morning, you don't buy him an Aliyah. You go off to Davin and they're selling Aliyahs. So you don't buy the guy an Aliyah. You know? Because, what do you do? No. He says you have to do kindness to him as well. Back with kindness. Yeah. Unbelievable. That's a very high level. To be able to take somebody that's mamish trying to hurt you. Not about somebody that bumped into you by mistake or, whatever. He did something and he phones to apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. So that's hard enough. But that most people can do. But about the guy's out to get you. He's a nudnik and he's trying to hurt you and he's jealous and he's fetching. And every time you do something, he's there, whatever. You get people like that. You have to be nice to him. You have to be kind to him. You have to recognize that all these surim, everything that's happening, is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if they actually v'imiyu sibel azikre? What happens if they actually do damage you? Well, he was trying, but he actually did cause you harm. Yachshav aleihem toiv. You should think good about him. Talking about. Think about him good. You have to think him good. V'yachshayd. Is atzmoy umaisav bara hakod maisav etzel elokov. He should suspect himself in his deeds, meaning the things that wrong he did previously, did things that weren't good for Hashem, and it could be that what's happening to him now is coming from that. In other words, when somebody harms you, when somebody does something to you that's not what you want, that's coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's todek. This guy's the shliach. So it's not his fault. Why he was the shliach, it's not your business. That's because Baruch Hu wanted him to be the shliach. Whatever cheshbonus Hashem has with him. But you need to know that this came to you because of what you did, and you need to do tshuva. What it means, yeah, Rav Avigdor Miller says, what it means thinking positive about him just means not that you should start, you know, you should just recognize that it's from Hashem, not him. This guy really didn't do anything to you. Therefore, you don't have to be nasty to him and horrible to him and feel icky about him, because it's very hard, this. Mamash is difficult, this. ויתחנן אל אלוקים ויבקש מלפונוב לחפה אבנויסוב ואז ישוב אויבב לאבוסוי. He got to tshuva and he'll beg Hashem to forgive him and to mechapa his sins. This enemy will become his friend. Many stories of Gedolei Yisrael that did that. They overcame unbelievable adversaries by recognizing that adversary had something to do with them, and they did tshuva and the guy became his friend. כמו שאמר החוכם שלמה מלך says, when Hashem favors a man's ways, then even if enemies will make peace with him. That means you have an enemy now. Why do you have an enemy? Because the guy's a nudnik. No. Now, in the world of Ishtadlis, we need to speak about this a little bit. Okay, there's Nakomiya, there's all sorts of things about taking revenge, but you also have to know sometimes taking Ishtadlis, you have to protect yourself from harm as well.
Yeah,
he's harming you and whatever. You have to make ishtadlus to prevent yourself. You have to protect yourself. You have to, you don't just say, okay, well, you know, turn the other cheek, beat me to death, you know, break into my house, steal whatever you want, go ahead, you know. No, you have to, obviously, a person has to, we're talking about the attitude that a person has to have, is a baal betochen. The attitude you have to have is that if this guy's hurting me, this guy's disturbing me, this guy's not fulfilling my request, it's not because of him, it's because Hashem's telling him he can't. And if I'll turn around and I'll deal with Hashem, I'll thank Hashem for everything he's doing, and I'll speak to him, and I'll do tshuva, and I'll work it out with Hashem, then this guy will stop being a nudnik to you, because the only reason he's your enemy is because that's what you need right now. But if you'll turn around and do the right thing, it'll stop being your enemy. There's a pasuk in Mishle. So that's not so posh, that's hard work. I'm not talking about big things. I'm talking about a guy's mamash, your enemy, and he's, you know, he's got a tank outside your house and he's blowing up your building. Yeah, just you phone the plumber to come fix something. The guy says, I'll be there in an hour. You 2 hours go and you haven't heard from the guy, he's not there. But the way you're going, where you could at least phone and tell me what, no, I'll be there in 15 minutes, you know. And then, you know, 3 days later, you're still waiting for him. You know what I'm talking about, you know. So, and you get mummish angry with the guy. And the next time you see him, you give it to him in personal, or you phone somebody, doesn't answer the phone 3 times. Why don't you phone me back? Slow down, just 1 second. 1 second. There's ishtadlus, you have to find the plumber. If he doesn't come, you have to find another plumber. Maybe you have to find him 3 times. I don't know, whatever's ishtadlus. But if Hashem wanted the plumber to be announced now, the plumber would be there. If he's not there, it's because Hashem doesn't want him to be there. It's hard, once again, the ishtadlus and the outcome, how you, it's all poshut. That's part of the avoid, and it's part of the avoid of tshuva. We have to do tshuva. So the yisurim that come away, those are messages to Hashem. Those are invitations from Hashem to do tshuva and to daven.
The status of if you the status of being with someone like that all the time. So the way the Chovas HaLevavos was saying over here is that you should do chesed for him and be what over on your al midoisav, etc.
Marvin al midoisav, be nice to him. You don't have to turn the world upside down to do chesed him. You should do chesed him like you do for everybody else, whatever. You should be nice to him when you phone him and say, listen, hey, you were supposed to be here 2 hours ago. When are you coming? Now, sometimes the ishtadlus is to shout.
Or sometimes the ishtadlus is to...
Sometimes the ishtadlus, the one guy that does work, whatever, told me, said, the guy that nudniks me the more has got more chance of me coming. In other words, if our friend says, please, can you come? He says, yeah, come. He's got 20 other calls. Guy finds him and says, you've got to come now. If you don't come, I'm going to... Blah, 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 blah. So the ishtadlus has to shout at the guy. Mm-hmm. It could be that... I'm not discussing what's called valid ishtadlus when it comes to dealing with these people, okay? That's another story. The Israelis, if you don't shout at them, I'm saying sometimes that's called ishtadlus. That's a chesed. Is you have to shout at him. But no, we're saying like this is, if the guy doesn't come, whatever, he comes, eventually arrives 3 days late, whatever, offer him a cup of tea, ask him how he is, you know, tell him, yeah, you must be having a rough time because I see you were late. And so, you know, is everybody okay at home? Just, you know, ask to the guy, don't, you know, be snotty and nasty and horrible to him, because if Hashem wanted him to come earlier, he would have come earlier. This guy really actually wanted to come yesterday. Hashem wouldn't let him because you did something wrong. It's about you and Hashem. It's not about him. זה מאוד קשה, זה לא פשוט, זה מאוד קשה, אבל the attitude one has to have when you're dealing with all these other relationships is that first and foremost, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah. And I'm dealing with Hashem. And then, okay, now what's called the Shtadlis? Well, if you don't get what you want, how you respond to that as a Baal B'tochen, it's always a question of how does a Baal B'tochen deal with whatever particular situation is on his table. You need to see a doctor and you need to get an appointment. The earliest appointment's in 3 weeks' time. Bama. So you say, okay, well, Bama, I'll see the doctor in 3 weeks' time. No, fine, that's Hashem. Okay, now you may have to phone up and ask the secretary, please, to do your favor. It's urgent, or you get a bit of protection, whatever. Whatever the world of Ishtadlis is, you have to do. I'm not saying not.
There's another Ishtadlis sometimes that I choose to step away from the situation. In other words, instead of trying, the opposite, where I decide to, I'd rather not be in, you know, have a close relationship with this person anymore now. So I step away from the situation.
Sometimes that's a cheshbon as well, in Achinami, but it has to come from a recognition that this is about you and Hashem.
Right.
And I'll tell you why you have to do that. Is because the Chovei Salavavos is describing an ideal. So we're a Baal B'tochen. We're not Baal B'tochen. We're human beings with very limited space in terms of the energy and the ability to absorb the kind of stress you have to deal with in dealing with difficult people. You have enough of them living at home. You have to prioritize where you're going to expend your energy that's limited. I can get on with my next door neighbor who's the biggest nudnik in the world if I would have enough time and energy to deal with him.
Right.
But if I would do that, I'm gonna sacrifice other relationships which right now are just more important. So you have to choose who you're gonna engage and when you're gonna engage them and when you're gonna disengage.
Right.
Some people that I just don't deal with.
Right.
You know, because I know, not because he's got a problem. I've got a problem. I've only got so many soldiers, and there's too many battlegrounds.
Right.
And I'm not prepared to give up this palace to some outlying village.
Right.
You know, every commander has that dilemma. He's got too many borders to guard and not enough soldiers. So which borders do you guard? So you abandon the king's palace in order to save some cow shed out there in the Bundu or whatever? No, you let them overrun that border and you guard the king's palace.
Right.
So that's always a shickle that you have. You don't have enough resources. You have limited time and energy. In fundraising, you have that, no? The first lesson I learned when I first went on my very first fundraising trip for a Moskowitz 100 years ago, I bumped into Shlomo Wiener. And he said to me, I'll give you the biggest eitzah for fundraising. Just remember, you have limited time and energy.
Yeah.
So you have to go after the people that your energy is going to produce the results.
Yeah.
You spend 6 hours with a guy who's going to give you $50. That's not the way to fundraise. You got to put your time and energy into people that can help cover your budget.
Right.
So you'll tell me, no, but it's Hashem and it's a, yeah, but I'm in the world of Ishtadlis. The world of Ishtadlis, you have to weigh up your resources. What resources do I have? And it changes, by the way. There's some days where you're just exhausted.
Mm.
Some days where you've got more koyach, so you can be nice to the next door neighbor. You bump into Shul and you have a 5 minute chat with him because you're feeling whatever. I don't know. You just won the lottery, whatever, you're in a good mood. And there's some days where you just overrun and you just, mamas, you don't have the space. So then you have to disengage for sure, 100%. Right. But that's in the world of Ishtadlis, not in the world of B'tochen. Baal B'tochen doesn't have these problems.
Right.
He doesn't have any lack of energies because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, not him. And if this guy happens to be in his room nudniking now, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. So he deals with it. But you and I are not holding it.
No, I'm saying you could deal with it when it's in your room, in your face right now. I'll deal with it. But when I say disengage, I'm saying like maybe you disengage because you know this could carry on in the future for the next 3 months. So yeah. Right now, I'll deal with it, but tomorrow I'm going to avoid it.
Nachon.
So that it doesn't come onto my table.
Nachon. Nachon. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, I'll give you a classic example. God says, can I need somewhere to sleep? Can I sleep in your house tonight? So for sure, you let the guy sleep in your house. And the next thing is, he's 3 months, he's still sleeping in your house tonight.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So you know that's going to happen. This guy's got a reputation. You've been around. You know what happens. So you do let him sleep in your house. And I don't know, because once he moves in, you can't get him out ever.
Right.
So maybe, okay, now you have to make a shekel. Okay, so he'll stay here forever. What's the problem? I don't mind. Well, no, I can't ask the kids to sleep on the floor for the rest of their lives while this guy's in the palace. You know what I'm saying? It's a, yeah. There are a lot of those things. Yeah. I have it in the yeshiva as well. I sometimes say no to people in the yeshiva because I know it's just not worth it. It's gonna be too time consuming. They're gonna dredge it out of me. I can't. Because once I take a guy into the koilal, I kind of feel a chras. I feel, you know, that they're gonna go take him on forever.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy's just gonna suck you dry, and then you're gonna have time for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, you get a sense like that. You can feel this guy's just gonna be, you know, it's just a lo shave.
Yeah.
I had a guy like that. Learning wise, he was good, but I just, you know, the rabbi were a bit upset with me even. I knew that this guy's going to be very high need, and I don't have the resources to deal with it right now. So the Chovas Arvos would tell me, don't be stupid, be a Baal B'tochen. But being real is a big part of being real. You have to be real. All right. Hagut Chodesh, Bezrat Hashem, Ebusurus Toivus.
Amen. Thank you.
Take care. Lala Tov.
Lala Tov.